Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to come to you today, as usual, bringing you a teaching audio. I think this topic is of high interest and rarely taught about. Ready? Make full proof of thy ministry. Hey, let's talk about this. It's the concept of making the full proof of your ministry that Paul talks about. What does that really mean? Well, let's look at our scripture verse for today. 2 Timothy 4, verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. All right, we'll get back to that verse and we'll look at that Greek word in a minute. But proof of thy ministry. Well, what I'm going to tell you is, it is the evidence of a man's or saint's ministry in the Lord, working for the Lord, laboring for the kingdom of God. Let's give some biblical examples to kind of set the framework for what I think this is talking about. There was a time that a man named Barnabas had to speak up for Apostle Paul, Brother Paul, for his ministry, because the body in Jerusalem did not trust Paul because he had been murdering Christians. Let's read it. Acts 9, 26 through 30. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians. But they went about to slay him, which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. All right, so Barnabas is speaking up for Apostle Paul. Barnabas obviously had a ministry that was approved. He made full proof of his walk, his faith, his ministry to the saints in Jerusalem. Paul was an unknown. He was killing them at one time. Then he's converted on the road to Damascus. Barnabas speaks up and helps prove Apostle Paul's ministry. Do you see how this works? Apostle Paul, Brother Paul, spoke up for other saints in ministry as well. Ready? Romans 16, 1 through 2, and let's see, 4 through 7. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centria, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she has been a succorer of many, and of myself also, who have for my life laid down their necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. It is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Oh, wait, the church is in her house. I salute my beloved Ephanatus, that's a hard word, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary and bestow much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Paul is giving full proof of the ministry of these people that labored with him, men and women, that labored with him, and Paul is giving them an accommodation, okay? So it gives us an idea of how other people had their ministry, their walk, their faith, made full proof of. Paul himself was adamant on men, all of us saints, really, living out and proving, make full proof, of our calling to walk and follow Christ, preach and share the gospel, make disciples. Back to our verse, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Let's talk about that word proof. This is a fancy Greek word. Play rough Oreo. It means, ready? Full proof means carry out, completely assure, accomplish, bring to bear, make full. Did you catch that? God wants us to fully carry out and accomplish the work of the ministry in his name for the glory of Christ. I mean, if you think about it, what's the purpose of the New Testament body? It's not just so we all make sure we get our, as people tell me in the street, get our tickets stamped for heaven, as they believe you just believe and you're going to heaven no matter what. No, the purpose of the New Testament body, how about Ephesians 4:12? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Catch that? For the work of the ministry. That's what this is talking about. Make full proof. And wasn't it Christ who said in Matthew 22 that we're to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and in Mark he says strength too? How do we do that? Well, that means whatever we are, wherever we are, whoever we are, God is calling us. If we're born again saints by the gospel, check out the gospel, don'tperish.com. If we're born again, we're called to produce fruit, much fruit, John 15, and walk in a healthy, biblical, holy, godly life, a full biblical ministry, which is reaching the lost and edifying the brethren. That's what a ministry is. That's what making full proof of your ministry is. And doing with all that you are. We'll talk about the measure of a person, how much they do, especially men. We'll talk about that a little bit at the end. So as I experience this, as I deal with people all over, the lost worldly people, the religious people, true brethren. Well, not the true brethren. The true brethren got this right. Mostly religious people here have this wrong. False, heretical, unbiblical teachers. They mix up their priorities for ministry. They let their own desires, their own interests, their own careers, extra things that are not needed in their family life, culture, man-made religion, all these things, they let these influence their ministry, their time, and their effort. Yeah, I see that. And it's to a fault, and it takes away from their time, from their effort, from their means, from their focus, and guess what? They don't make full proof of their ministry because of that. I just want to encourage you, if you're single, labor daily with all that you are, doing whatever you can do where you are. If you're married, labor daily with all that you are and include your spouse and your family members in it. Obviously, depending if they're believers or not, that's another whole topic. But we will have no excuse, we'll have no cloak for our sin of idleness and not making full proof of our ministry on Judgment Day. We have the Word, we have the Spirit, we have the admonition to go and make full proof. Amen. This ministry that I'm speaking of, it's got so many possibilities. A brother's making a list of all the different ideas for ministry, but I'm talking about things like street preaching, flying gospel signs, handing out gospel cards, putting up flyers and gospel tracts and invites to a Bible study, working on an online ministry, one-on-one witnessing to your neighbors when you go shopping or just when you go to a park or when you go out to do ministry one-on-one, discipling of people that are seeking the truth. Yeah, meeting the needs of the poor. Okay, nothing wrong with that. We're called to do that. Make sure it's a true need. They're not scammers and beggars in the streets in America. And of course, we always share the gospel with the people that we fill their needs. So all these different ideas for ministry. And that's how we're going to make full proof of it. By making sure that we're well-rounded and doing what God has called us to do. That's another whole topic, to know what God has called you to do. But this is for all saints. Let me encourage you. Young, old, full-time, part-time, married, unwed. This is for all saints, right? A lot of people think, oh, the pastor, well, he does all the work. Well, the modern pastor role is not biblical. A lot of people think, well, they're in full-time ministry. They're going to carry the load. Well, that may be true. Maybe you have to work and labor, but you can do part-time ministry. You can do much right where you are. With God, little is much. And if you're faithful with a little, he may give you much more. Think about that. So as I pondered this topic, I think the best way I can really kind of give you examples of making full proof of your ministry is I can use examples that I've encountered in my ministry. I can't speak for other men. I can't speak for their ministry. I don't really know all their personal experiences if they're not sharing them. Some brothers share a lot more than others, but I can only speak for my ministry, and so I'm going to give you some examples of what I think is making and showing full proof of your ministry. Now, before I do this, disclaimer, alert, notice, I want to say this is not boasting about my ministry. I tell people all the time, I can do nothing without Christ. He's my master. I am who I am because of who he is. I would not be here. I would not be doing what I'm doing. I'd be lost without him. So the following is a boasting in Christ of what he's done in my life, okay? Know that. 2 Corinthians 11:10, Paul says, as the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Yeah, Apostle Paul boasted. And he boasted about what Christ was doing in his ministry. So this isn't boasting. This is a record of what God has done in my ministry to help me show and make full proof of my ministry. All of these that I'm going to mention to you just happened recently, but these happen all the time. Confirmations from God that tells me we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and we're right on track. Me and Sister Debbie and then other saints I know that are striving in their own ministry, we're right on track. All right, let me give you an example. Just today, we are setting up our parking spot and a couple pull up in an RV and he asks us, hey, do they let you park here overnight? So I started talking to him. He was a rather worldly looking, totally tattooed covered man. Very nice. His wife was very nice as well. And Sister Debbie and I talked to him. And come to find out, right before I witnessed to him, I said, where are you from? He's from Superior, Wisconsin. Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin. And I said, hey, we were just up there street preaching. He goes, what? I said, yeah, we were just up there street preaching. We love that place. It's a beautiful place. And I said, go to my website. Look up my street preaching videos at a Christian music festival there. And it was a way to verify that I am a street preacher. I do what I told him I do. And he could go see it right in his own community, in his own town. We were there street preaching, making full proof of your ministry. How about this one? I witnessed to a Salvation Army bell ringer and I warned him. I said, do you know about the Salvation Army? They have a false gospel. They're worldly. They're money takers. They're united to the carnal, covetous NFL, and they support sodomy and lesbianism. And the guy said, I didn't know that stuff. I said, go to my website. I've got an article, Salvation Army Exposed, and it'll teach you all you need to know. He was like, you got an article on that? I said, I do, to warn my neighbor in love. Making full proof of your ministry. How about this one? I was street preaching, and these people called the police on me. I was on public property, totally peaceful. They called the police on me. Guess what happened? The police officer remembered me from the year before, and he did not do anything to me about me because he knew my ministry. He knew what I'm about. He knew that I honored the law. Full proof of your ministry. He had evidence of who I was already. I've had officers that are called by people when they're mad about me preaching. They go, I give them the gospel card. They go look up my website and they find out this is what he does. He travels, supports himself, street preaches, does it peacefully, legally. Not a problem, not an issue. Making full proof of your ministry. I had a man not long ago, this happens all the time because I do a lot of false teacher testings. He was talking about false teachers and he mentioned one and said, you know about that guy? And I said, Google him, exposed, and my testing comes right up. And he did it, and he was astounded. He's like, you got a testing of him just like that. I said, I do. It's what I do, sir. I told you, I'm a street preacher, teacher, and I warned my neighbor about false teaching. He was pretty impressed that I knew about this teacher. Wasn't real a popular teacher either. Making full proof of your ministry once again. People are always interested when I tell them I don't take money, I don't want your money, I don't sell the things of God, I support myself. People always go, wow, that's kind of really different. Most of these people are always out taking money. Yep, making full proof of your ministry, not to be a burden to anyone else. How about a Roman Catholic man? He was defending his faith, was saying a bunch of stuff that wasn't biblical. And when I told him, you know what, that's not true, and I explained it and talked him through it in scripture, and I said, I've got articles, many, at my website that expose Roman Catholic faith. He said, you sound like you know about the Roman Catholics. I said, I know more about the Roman Catholic faith than most Roman Catholics. Why? Not because I'm smart. Because I spent the time to study so I can love my neighbor, warn them, help them out of their false man-made religion. Lastly, I'm always telling people, and I hope this helps make full proof of my ministry, go read out of my many, 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 many teachings. Go read and test me, men, to the Word of God, and come and show me what I have wrong. If you can prove to me in the Holy Word of God that I'm teaching something wrong, I will repent and I will publicly fix it, confess that error, and get it right. That's making full proof of your ministry. You're testable, you're teachable, you're approachable. Any man that won't be tested or taught or won't correct ship and repent, you need to run from him. He's a prideful, wicked deceiver. So those are just some examples. I guess I would also say that I've been at this so many years now that people that find out about us or look us back up after many years, they see, and this is what they're going to see in a man, they see his walk, his home, and his ministry is in order and onward and upward in the truth of God, persistence, enduring, steadfast against the culture, even at great loss, losing career, family, losing everything. That's the best evidence, the proof of his ministry, his life, his ministry, his faith, his consistency. He hasn't never turned back into sin, ongoing willful sin. We all fall short sometimes. We got to repent and stop that. He doesn't follow and keep company with heretic teachers. He doesn't get deceived by them. He doesn't keep false doctrines. So people can go and look and see the accurate track record of a ministry, of someone that's made full proof of their ministry, and it cannot be disputed. The Bible talks about do things so well that the naysayers have nothing bad to say about you. They have to lie to come up with something bad, and they will lie, but they have to lie to come up with something bad. But when we're walking in all truth, John 16, we can make full proof of our ministry. So I believe those are examples, and there's many others, of how we can show full proof of our ministry. Now, this is all done through a holy, obedient life via the gospel. Check it out, like I said, at don'tperish.com. Then study to be approved as you're walking through this all. Make sure you're called to be a teacher if you're going to teach. Make sure you're teaching and living the biblical gospel and teaching doctrines rightly. Then be diligent in daily, weekly, monthly, annually, over the long haul, working out your salvation with fear and trembling, preaching the gospel to the lost, edifying and loving the brethren. You're making full proof of your ministry, and you have a track record to prove it. And a lot of people will say what I'm saying here about, you know, showing my ministry or showing your ministry, boasting, oh, you're all prideful. No, Jesus said this, ready? Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Didn't Jesus say, do you light a candle and put it under a basket? No, he lights us up with the truth so we can shine and point the way and be salt. Now, we shouldn't be praying in public. That's a private thing. We shouldn't be boasting about all the things we give away and money and all that. That's a private matter. But when it comes to preaching, ministry, teaching, going out in the world, proclaiming him, he said, let men see your good works. It's right there. Now, you can be prideful in that, but I don't think you can be prideful if you realize that Christ is everything, and without him, you can do nothing. It's like unplugging a microwave stove. It's useless. Yeah, it needs electricity to do anything. We need Christ to do anything at all. So why full proof of the ministry? Why is this so important? Why am I teaching on this? Well, it glorifies God. That's the number one thing. It encourages a brethren when they see you. I've had many people tell us, your walk is an encouragement to us. Well, we want to be that. Other saints encourage us. We want to do that for each other. Remember Moses having his arms lifted up by the men around him? We want to do that for each other, okay? That's what this is about. So we glorify God, we encourage your brethren, we reach the lost when we make full proof of our ministry. Yeah, when you're out there laboring, gospel cards, witnessing, sharing, discipling, online, a witness to your unsaved, unbelieving family, you're making full proof of your ministry. And think about it. Since God gives us, I want to make this note here, test yourself, I'll test myself too. Since God gives us full liberty on how and when and how much to do ministry, right? God doesn't speak down from above and say, thou shalt be a street preacher. He gives us full liberty how to do it, how much to do it, when to do it, where to do it. I want to say this. I think the amount that a saint does, especially I'm talking to men here. Men are called to be the teachers and leaders. Ladies can do much. My wife does much. Specifically, I want to encourage you ladies to do ministry, but I'm specifically speaking to the men here. I think since God gives us such great liberty, when, where, how much, we can order our lives to do as much or as little ministry as we want. Think about it. How much ministry you do, what you labor in, how often. I think that says a lot about a man's faith, how much he loves God, how much he's killed his flesh, what he really believes, how much he loves his neighbor. If you really believe your neighbors are dying and going to hell, and you do very little to reach them with the gospel, I always ask men, do you really love them? Nobody ever answers. They always go, no, not really. So think about that. We have so much liberty to do this or not to do it. How much are you doing it from your own drive, your own will, your own motivation, since God has already told us to go and do it? We're called to proclaim him, Christ crucified, his shed blood, his death, burial, his resurrection to the lost for the saving of their souls. He's the only way. What better reasons do we have than to get our life in order, kill our flesh, put away our careers, our desires, don't make idols out of our children or our wives or husbands? What better reason than Christ crucified, preaching him to the lost? We kill our flesh, we deny ourselves, we study to walk and be approved, right? That's Paul also talks about, study to be approved in the book, look at 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to be approved. We do all these things so that we can be walking in his will and serving the Most High God. I hope this has edified you to make full proof of your ministry. Now you understand what that means. Now you can test yourself and say, how am I doing at this? Is there more I could be doing? Am I bringing all my resources to bear? Am I spending my time as best as I can? Am I training for future needs? Am I reaching the lost? Am I edifying my brothers and sisters? Am I giving my God my all every day? Or am I coasting? Am I slacking? I witnessed once a couple months ago, but I haven't done it since. A regular pattern of making full proof of thy ministry shows in yourself, shows to God, and shows others how much you really care about the gospel, glorifying God, and loving your neighbor. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. I hope that's edified you all. Let me know how I can help you make full proof of your ministry. All you saints out there, my wife and I are happy to help you in any way we can. Go to don'tperish.com, check out all of our resources, then get in contact with us, and we're there for you. We love you all. Getting ready to preach at a big worldly event tomorrow. Going to shine the light of Christ. One more notch making full proof of our ministry. Let us know how we can help you. Till next time, may God be praised.